Radio Gedik. Dear listeners, I welcome you all to another episode of Gundam Gune Asia. This podcast is brought to you by Istanbul Gedik University Bangladesh Study and Research Center. This is Shakil Rezaifti, the director of the center. Dear listeners, today we will be talking about a very important topic, intercultural marriage. As you know, dear listeners, intercultural marriage plays a significant role in strengthening bilateral relations between two countries by fostering deeper understanding, empathy, and cooperation across cultures. When individuals from different nationalities come together in marriage, they create personal connections that transcend geopolitical boundaries, facilitating cultural exchange and mutual respect. These marriages serve as microsomes of diplomatic relations, promoting tolerance, acceptance, and appreciation of diverse customs and traditions. As families navigate the complexities of blending their cultural backgrounds, they contribute to building bridges between nations and promoting peaceful coexistence on a global scale. Dear listeners, it's my honor today to be joined by an absolutely beautiful couple, Mr. and Mrs. Aras. Mr. Unal Aras and Dr. Tehsin Samira Delwar met in South Korea, fell in love, and are now happily married. Mr. Unal is from Turkey and Dr. Samira is from Bangladesh. Mr. and Mrs. Aras, thank you so much for joining our today's episode of Gundam Gune Asia. Welcome to our podcast. The first question that I'd like to ask you is, can you share a bit about your individual backgrounds and upbringing in Turkey and in Bangladesh? Let's start with Dr. Samira.
Yes, thank you so much, Ifti. It's me, Samira. Actually, in Bangladesh in 2016, I earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical Engineering from University of Science and Technology, Chittagong. It's located in Bangladesh. And then I decided to move to South Korea. I was awarded a prestigious scholarship to pursue my higher study for master's I came. And later on, I have also completed the PhD degree from South Korea. And presently, I'm really privileged and honored to serve as a research professor at Pukyong National University. It is in Busan, South Korea. And yes, you're talking about my upbringing. I'm from Chittagong. I think if they know the second largest city in Bangladesh. Mm-hmm. And growing up in Chittagong, I should say it has imbued my childhood with a vibrant and culturally rich experiences. I must say that I'm really fortunate to experience traditional values and modernity in Chittagong. And I'm really blessed with so many friends and my cultural traditional things. Basically, in Chittagong, I had my primary elementary school. So it was a time of growth, learning, and joyful exploration. So yes, I could say that the experiences and values instilled in me during my upbringing, it still mm-hmm. Continue to guide and enrich my life journey.
That's so great. Blessed. That's great. Thank you so much, Dr. Samira, for explaining your upbringing so beautifully. I'm sure you are learning some Turkish also. So maybe much later in our today's episode, we'll be hearing some Turkish words from you. Now let's move to Mr. Unal Aras. Mr. Unal, how would you like to tell us about your upbringing and backgrounds in Turkey?
Well, thank you so much, Ifti. As you know that I have studied in my first university in economic major at Pamukkale University. Mm-hmm. After that, I have attended to Varmia and Manzil University with the Erasmus full scholarship. Mm-hmm. And once I finished the university in Poland, I have applied to Pukyong National University in Poland, which is in country South Korea, with another full scholarship that calls Mevlana. Mm-hmm. And then again, I have been transferred to Istanbul University with a different scholarship. It was Farabi scholarship in my last year. Meanwhile, I was also working in the airlines companies as a sales and purchasing specialist for the 3 years. Right now, I'm working as a researcher in South Korea. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about my upbringing.
That's great.
Yeah, and then, as you know, that my city in Diyarbakir, which is a metropolitan city in southern Turkey. I had completed my elementary and high schools there. My childhood had been passed there, and then I have moved to another city for my university life. But still, I still have the strong family bond in Diyarbakır, which still make me emotional and fascinated.
Wonderful, wonderful. I can really understand that. Like both, I think Bangladeshis and Turkish people, like both these nations are very much well connected to their family members. So I can really understand and relate, Mr. Unal. Thank you so much to both of you for sharing about your backgrounds and upbringing so beautifully. The next question I have, I'm sure our listeners are also curious to know about. How did you two meet, and what drew you to each other? Like, can you tell about that? Let's start with Mr. Unal now.
We had actually met in South in the Korea in the Korean language actually. When I was an exchange student in South Korea, I had a Korean class in the same university. So I saw I we met there in the class. And for me,
So
I found the
I think in the first
Samira.
look, Unal fall in love with me. With this
Yeah.
Unal.
Is it so, Mr. Unal? Was it Yes,
love
yeah. Then I
at
found
first
this.
sight? Yeah.
Yes, actually, I found the Samira was a girl who can balance both family and working life. So she was the honest, hardworking, which drew my attention towards to her.
That's great.
Yeah,
That's so
but
beautiful.
in my case, it's really different and complicated. As you know, like we Bangladeshi people, we're really conservative. So for me, it was really difficult. As Unal is foreigner, it was hard to believe that I should trust this guy or not. But later on, we keep continue our friendship, and then I found, oh, this guy I could trust. And then yeah, it was going like that way.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, I'm sure, of course, like being from two different culture can come up with so many challenges. So now you are a couple, like your story started as a love story, and now you are happily married. So, what challenges did you face as an intercultural couple, especially considering the cultural differences between Turkey and Bangladesh? I know there are not many cultural differences between these two nations, but then again, Dr. Samira, how would you like to answer to
Yes,
this question?
like that's what I want to mention. Before talking about the differences, I would love to mention the similarities. First of all, our religion belief is the same. That was the most strong point between us. And secondly, I see the Turkish culture, the family bonding, it's almost similar to the Bangladeshi people. So we find the very similar things. And talking about the differences, actually, yes, there are differences in terms of social norms and values, and like most different parties, language barrier. So this is actually difficult part for us. Other we can cope up and adapt. It is okay, but the language barrier to communicate, because when I came Korea, it was like I can feel that nobody can understand the English. So it goes for the Turkish people also same. So it was really difficult to communicate with Unal families. But yes, slowly, slowly I am learning, trying to learn the Turkish. So now it's much better.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, how do you find the Turkish language? Is it easy to learn?
Actually, last time I visited Turkey and I stayed in my in-laws' home. So by listening them, now I feel that it's quite easy, and inshallah I will learn soon. I can understand
Inshallah.
now.
That's great. So, and how
Okay.
about Mr. Unal Aras? Are you trying to learn Bangla like Dr. Samira is trying to learn Turkish? So, what about you, Bangla? Tell us about
Right.
that.
I actually trying to learn, but right now as we are in Korea, we are going to Korean language, so it's difficult to find the time to learn the But we both Bengali. But
understand
I the hope,
basics one. So Unal also understand the basic
yeah, I also Bengali understand words. Yes.
definitely. That's
Yeah.
great. Yeah, of
But due
course.
to Korean language, due to our another language which we are learning right now, it doesn't allow us to move to be more attention or cultures or language. That's why we also face the communication problems between each other.
But
So I
on
hope
this
we
note,
can,
on this note, I must remember Mevlana Rumi, as he said, "Ayna dili konuşanlar değil, ayna duyguyu paylaşanlar birbiriyle daha iyi anlaşır." In English, for Dr.
Kesinlikle,
Samira,
kesinlikle.
not people of the same language, but people of the same feelings have better understanding. So I'm sure you both are sharing the same feelings, which is more important rather than language. So, Mr. Unalaras, can you tell us about the cultural differences of Bangladesh and Turkey, or the similarities, like how challenging was it for you both as an intercultural couple?
I found the challenges in communication styles, but I see the food cultures, lifestyles are the same between the Turkey and Bangladesh. Right now, I see most of things are similar, only language problems, but that is we are trying to learn
Actually,
our
when we
language.
married,
Yeah.
in the beginning, Unal found difficulties for the food culture because we Bengali people love to eat the spicy food, and it was, and I'm the one who was cooking all this Bengali food in the home, so it was difficult for him. But right now, he got used to, and it's a very good thing that I'm also cooking Turkish food. Oh,
I know how to beautiful.
cook the
But
kru
I love
fasuli, samet.
Bangladeshi foods as well.
Okay, which
I love
Bangladeshi
it
foods do
really.
you like, Mr. Unal? Which all
Yep,
dishes?
I know the biryani, I know the alu
Oh.
bhorta. You can make a difference vegetables with alu bhorta. So, and then I know the khichdi as well. It's most
Oh, beautiful. Which one do
tastiest
you like
foods.
the most? Which one
I
is your
like
most
the
favorite?
biryani, but there is one more food. It was the meat with spices. I think
I
I have to
see.
think the names, but I like that so much.
Wonderful. And Dr. Samira, which Turkish food do you like?
I had dolma with my mother-in-law cook in Diyarbakar. I really
Wow.
liked it, and like kuru fasulya, and then I
Wow.
love the Turkish baklava, kadayıf. So yes,
Oh,
I like so many
wonderful.
things.
Wonderful, wonderful. So Dr. Samira was able to name more foods rather than Mr. Unal
Yes.
Aras. Yeah. So tell me, like, how do you cook? How do you manage in the house? Like, who cooks mainly? And like, tell me about how, like, your regular routines in the house.
Actually, Unal is very difficult. He cannot eat the Korean food, unfortunately. So I had to cook every time Bangladeshi food in my home. But nowadays, I'm trying to learn the Turkish food because my sister-in-law, they are helping me to learn. So I try to learn some Turkish cuisine in home. So
That's
I'm
great.
trying to both manage.
That's great. That's great.
And sometimes when I'm lazy, I'm just telling Unal, so he helped me in the weekend. So yeah, he also know how to cook. So we
Wonderful,
just manage.
wonderful.
Not that
So
much, but I allow my wife to cook Bengali food. That is a, I love
Oh,
it.
that's beautiful. And Mr. Unalaras, now let me ask you about the families, you know, like how did your families react to your decision to marry someone from a different culture, if I may ask it to Mr. Unalaras?
Yeah, honestly speaking, it was a bit hard for me initially as my family was not aware of the Bangladesh so much. So, and then they were more concerned about religion perspective. Later, when Samira came to Turkey and we met with my family, they got to understand her, and it was easy for me to get a positive answer from my family. Like that's the decisions. Everything was fine, then we married.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the same question to Mrs. Aras. How was it from the family?
For me, actually, my family was always open-minded, especially my mother. My mother has always full support for me, not only in my marriage decision, in every aspect of my life. So I had always a friendly bond with my mother. So I was it was really easy to share that I wanted to marry Unal, and he make actually more easy because when we are in relationship, he was every time used to translate and send a message to my mom.
Oh, how
So
sweet.
yeah, he already convinced before I discussed. So my
Wow.
mom was pretty much sure about Unal that he is a very good boy and everything. So for me, actually, there was not a big problem. But yes, they were concerned about the religion, but it everything was fine, absolutely fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. So now we will move towards the wedding ceremony, like how it was. But before that, I'd like to ask Mr. Unalaras, like, so far I know you have visited Bangladesh recently. How was your experience there?
I like Bangladesh, but like it's too much greeny. The weather is, yeah, a little bit different from Turkey and or South Korea. It was hot when I was there, and the weather was like very sticky. But I like the greeny, that city which my wife family lived there. It was really nice and greeny. It was seaside as well. I have visited the seasides and beach side. It was really nice. That
Wonderful.
this time, if I go again, I will go on the correct times, which is like between the
During summer,
January
during
and
summer it
February.
can be really hot. Yeah, you're
During,
right.
yeah, I was there during the summer. Now I will change my plan to winter time. Winter
Wonderful.
time.
And Mrs. Aras, how was your experience in Turkey? Like, I'm sure you have visited many times.
Yes,
Do you like
I
it here?
visited almost 3 times I visited, and first time it was like formal meeting with the Unal family, and after married this was the like last time I went, and I stay almost 2 weeks in my in-laws family, so I spent time with them. It was really nice because the way they accept me, the way they behave and everything, the all the relatives, so it was really I enjoyed so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, tell us about the wedding ceremony. How was it?
Ah, yes. Wedding ceremony, actually, we had planned to do in manage with the both cultural way. So unfortunately, when we married, it was the time of Corona.
Oh.
That time it was Corona, so we couldn't make a big program though we wanted to. But our first program we prefer to do in a Bangladeshi style. So because Unal was really loved the Bangladeshi traditional cloth, sari. So in my first wedding program, I just wear the Bangladeshi cloth. And
Wow.
the second time, last time when I visited Turkey, then we again do the small ceremony. And that time I was like to wear the Turkish cloth. So we just make both the traditional way we did.
Wow,
It was
that's
nice.
wonderful.
We actually have a different wedding style, but due to Corona, we couldn't actually make it. Big programs actually thought we my family wanted to do, but due to Corona we couldn't do, unfortunately. But I actually wanted to make a wedding with Bangladeshi style,
Wonderful.
Bangladeshi dress, sarees and Punjabi. But as you know that it was Corona times and we couldn't arrange that programs. I hope like it was actually nice. Time, but this time, we actually went to Turkey. We did this time photo shoot because everything was fine. So that's all.
No, you both look wonderful in the photos. I saw both the photos, like with Bangladeshi traditional attire and also Turkish traditional attire. You both look
Yeah,
wonderful. You are such a sweet couple.
we did actually. Yeah, we did both sides, like Turkish style and Bangladesh style.
If they wanted to know about the cultural events and holiday, I'd like to mention here in South Korea we have the Bangladesh community. Unfortunately, there is no Turkish community. So basically, used to celebrate the Poila
Uh-huh.
Boishakh. So Unal loves to wear the Punjabi. So we
Yeah.
had some common Bangladeshi traditional things that we celebrate through community.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
in home, actually, as I know about the Turkish tradition, they used to have Nevruz, which
Uh-huh.
is like celebrated in Turkey or maybe the other country like Middle East and Asia for the mark of arrival, spring and New Year, probably in Kurdish calendar. So in
Uh-huh.
our home, actually, we celebrated the Nevruz. That's maybe Turkish
Wow.
New Year. Yes.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much to both of you.
I also know the Bangladeshi New Year's that calls Pohela
Boishakh.
Baishakhi. Is that
Boishakh.
correct?
Oh, yeah, correct,
Boishakh, yes. I didn't like that
Boishakh.
festival mood.
Yeah.
Panda, what it calls that Hilshafit
Pandavat.
people,
Whoa,
people
yeah.
wear the red and white traditional clothes that calls as I mentioned, Punjabi and Shari like that.
Yeah, wow. So it seems like Mr. Unal is so much into Bangladeshi culture, and he
Yes,
has been able
yes.
to mention many cultural words related to our culture. That's wonderful. So now
Yes.
it's turn. Let's do a little bit of competition. I will first ask Dr. Samira to say some Turkish words and some Turkish sentences, and then I'll ask the same to Mr. Unal Aras, and I'll see who can give us more, words and sentences.
Yeah, I think I will
So,
win.
okay, let's start with
Okay.
Mrs. Aras then. Yeah.
It's me. I can talk about the
Yeah.
Nasir scene.
Nasılsın? Okay. Then,
Merhaba.
merhaba.
And
Two.
then
Number three.
aşkım.
Aşkım. Okay, three. Then,
Yes.
Multuk.
Then it calls multuk. Happiness multuk or like
Mutluluk. Okay. Okay.
mutluluk, yes.
Okay. Three
And then
point
like
five. Okay. You get 0.5. Yemek. Okay. 4.5.
söylemek.
Söylemek. Okay.
Gitmek, and
Okay.
then I could say
Wow.
about the
Perfect.
kedi,
Kedi. Okay.
kedi, köpek, and
Köpek. Okay.
evet,
Okay.
efendi,
No. You
afiyet
know a
olsun,
lot. You know a lot.
afiyet
You know a
olsun,
lot.
yes,
You know a lot.
teşekkürler,
Okay. Sana
teşekkürler,
da
teşekkürler,
teşekkürler.
güle güle.
Yeah.
I
Now it's
don't know
turn.
many. I can
Yeah, you know
understand
a
now.
lot. You know a
Yes,
lot
yes.
as it seems. Now let's see what like how Mr. Unalaras performs. It's your turn.
She was raised with me, but I think I know better than her. I mean, I
Okay.
know more than her.
Okay.
Oh, that co I know that Kemona Chan,
Okay, bhalo
Ami
achi.
Balo
Oh,
Achi,
wonderful.
Ami Kub Balo Achi, Ami
Wow,
Onek
three,
Balo Achi. That is
four.
also same, I think.
Okay.
And
you have said
then
like given us four sentences as of now.
I
Great.
know, yeah. Shubho Ratri,
Shubharatri.
or
Oh,
Ratri, like
great.
good night.
Nice. Great. Five.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and then I can say
Yeah. Tomate.
Tomake donlo
Whoa, great.
badam.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Tomake donlo badam.
Onek
Yeah.
Wonderful. So,
In
yeah.
Bengali, it calls yan na, yes, no,
Yeah.
and
Na,
dukhi to,
na.
dukhi to.
Dukito, wow, great, great, great.
Dukhi to,
No,
wow,
I'm so impressed by both of you. I think Mr. Unal
nice.
wins,
Thank
I
you.
would say, because Mr. Unal
Yep, of
has
course.
said many, many sentences, but Dr. Samira
Yeah,
couldn't
I
say a
just say
sentences.
words.
She just
I
said
just say
words.
words. Even
So,
I can say that Ami Kub Balo Bengali Boltabar.
oh,
Oh, wow. Nice,
wow. Of course you do. Of
nice.
course
It's
you do. I
good.
think you are really great in it, Mr. Unaras. Thank you so much. And
Yeah.
you win the competition.
Ben Türk'ü
Ah, okay.
seviyorum. That's also good. But you
Okay.
couldn't
But
win.
that's not your turn. You have already
It's
lost it.
okay. Yes.
Okay, but thank you so much. You both are great, and I can see that you both have the enthusiasm to learn about each other's culture, which is, I think, really important. in your case. The next question that I'm sure our listeners are also curious to know the answer of is, like, what prompted you to go to, you know, South Korea and live there? And how is your experience in South Korea?
I should answer because I came to Korea first.
Okay.
Actually, in my case, the decision to move South Korea, it was the academic purpose. Because I got the scholarship, but I had that time two scholarship from Germany and South Korea. But as in South Korea, I got the 100% scholarship. So because of academy purpose, I came to South Korea. And coming back to South Korea, initially it was really, really difficult because the study in South Korea is a bit different from the Bangladesh. So for me, initially it was difficult, and slowly, slowly I got to know the culture, I got to know the languages and the people here. So with the time, actually, it became easy. But I must say that in the beginning, it was very, very difficult for me. But now, right now, I'm living like almost 7 years. So it's become like a home, second home. I really love the Korean culture, people are here. And yes, I'm loving my job also. So yeah, Korea has a great impact in our life.
That's where, of course, Korea was the place where you both met. So I'm sure Korea plays a very important role in both of your lives.
Korea is like close to our hearts.
Of course so. And how would you like to answer to that, Mr. Unalaras?
Yeah, actually, I was in South Korea when I was an exchange student.
Yeah.
That time I have met with Samira, but when we married, she that time she was doing the PhD in Korea.
Yeah.
Then I was also doing a job in Turkey. But during the marriage, I didn't want to keep my marriage far. Long marriage, I don't prefer it's good.
Yeah.
Always you should be together, but I also wanted to support my wife, so this that's why I left my job in Turkey and then I came to Korea.
So how do you find it there? Like, considering the Korean culture, it's very different than Bangladesh or Turkish culture, and you both
of
are from
course.
Two different parts of the world, and you are happily married and living in Korea. How is your life there together? Like, how do you pass
Life,
your days? What do you do in the
yes, actually.
weekends? Yeah.
Actually, it was difficult when I come here first time after Mary. Then I see that Korea is really grown up in technology and different ways. So I start to like that time. Now I'm working as a researcher in Korea, so work is a little bit of those pressures. Here in Korea, works are really precious, but if you do your work well, then you can be success.
That's
But
great.
Korean cultures is a little bit different from Bangladesh, also from Bangladesh and Turkey as well. But we are trying to adjust, but we want to learn all cultures, or Bangladeshi. We want to want to learn those things,
of
like
course,
not too much Korean things. But we also, I also like Korean cultures, but it's a little bit different.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, what do you do in the weekends? Like, for example, whenever you get vacation, do you go on a long drive, or how do you pass your vacations?
Actually, in the weekend, we had the Korean languages classes.
Oh,
So, weekend is sometimes boring for us, but it's still we try to get to manage the time. We go for like long drive another city, and Korea is really beautiful, I should say. So, yes, we pass our time to visiting friends, meeting with friends like that.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm sure you both are so busy, considering you both are working in the research field. So thank you so much to both of you for giving us this time slot, and that really means a lot. What advice would you give to other couples considering or navigating an intercultural relationship? How would you like to advise to those couples?
Advice, first of all, I believe like as when you are like two different countries, people, international couple, you should be patient and understanding each other as you navigate the complexities of intercultural relationship, and recognize the like misunderstanding can be occur, and then it takes time actually to adjust each other cultural differences. So you should be very passionate and like understanding. And the second, you should have the curiosity to learn about the culture, respect, and willing to learn the traditional things. I think the both mutual understanding, these are the, if you are have those qualities, I think it's okay to marry from a different country. It's okay to marry.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mrs. Aras. Now, Mr. Aras, how would you like to advise to those considering to marry someone from a different culture?
Yeah, as Samira explained, that my suggestion would be being open to each other and honest to each others about our cultures and backgrounds, values, expectations and concerns. And also mostly thing is listen actively and empathetically to your partner's perspective and to be willing compromise to find the common grounds. That's the most
Wonderful.
important one I can advise. But it's
Yeah,
of
I think
course
love and
language
mutual
also.
respect, these two are important. Yeah,
Indeed,
exactly.
indeed. And I think that's a wonderful journey because you get to explore each other and also each other's culture. And I think that's what makes it more interesting and more beautiful. And like hats off to both of you. Like when I see your photos, when I follow you on social media, it really feels great. Like two people from two different parts of the world coming together, living together happily. That what promotes the peace and harmony of the world. Thank you so much to both of you. Is there any interesting experience that you both have had in this journey that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, actually there are many. The first of all, I hadn't much knowledge about the Turkish people, different culture. So I got to know the many cultural traditional things for a different country. And mostly I should say the people, the Turkish people, Bangladeshi, definitely like each people has the different characteristics. So through our relationship, we got to connect so many people. Like Unal get to connect my family, Bangladeshi friends, and I also get to connect so many Turkish people friends. So among all of them, the most important thing every day we are learning through our
Wonderful.
marriage, this bonding every each and day. It's really challenging, and besides that, we are learning. So yeah, it's beautiful. The good things we could celebrate the holidays actually in different like and cuisine like Turkish food, Bangladeshi food.
I think that
So
makes it double, right? The mutluluk, the happiness is double because Mr. Unal Aras, now as our listeners know Turkish language, Türkçe bir şeyler söylemek ister misiniz? Unal Bey,
Tabii ki de.
Bangladeş ile ilgili ya da Samira ile ilgili.
Ben başlayayım. Bangladeş'in gerçekten misafirperverliğini ve kültürünü çok sevdim. İlk başta insanlar zaten gayet güzel ve misafirperverler. Kendilerini orada gördüklerimde zaten çok sevindim. Yani insanları yabancılara karşı hoşgörüler. Yani insan sadece bizlere değil, tabii Müslümanlara değil de diğer yabancılara karşı da gerçekten çok misafirperverler, arkadaş çadırlar. Ayrıca Bangladeş'in bu yeni yılı Uluslararası Ana Dili Günü gibi kültürel kutlamaları da gerçekten çok seviyorum.
Kesinlikle.
Zaten bildiğiniz gibi Pohjola
Boyşak.
Boyska, Boyşak'ın yeni yılı bizim Nevruz bayramına
Kesinlikle.
denk, Nevruz Bayramı gibi. Yani
Doğrudur.
kültürlerine de gerçekten saygı duyuyorum ve seviyorum ben.
Çok teşekkür
Bangladeş
ederim.
dili benim için zor olsa da Yani öğrenmeye çalışıyorum. Ne de olsa benim yani başka bir ülkenin kültürünü öğrenmek gerçekten insanı yani hayli ilerletiyor.
Kesinlikle.
Yani onların kültürlerini, dillerini öğrenmek benim için gerçekten güzel bir şey. Ayrıca
Kesinlikle.
Bangladeş yemeklerini de çok seviyorum. Yani Eşmen
Çok
gerçekten
sağ
teşekkür
olun.
ederim.
Biz teşekkür ederiz. Çok sağ olun. Thank you so much to both of you. It was wonderful. Dr. Samira, would you like to add anything to our conversation today? It may be in Bangla as well.
Oh, Bangla. অনেক অনেক ধন্যবাদ and চোখ তেশেকুলার আই শুড সে বোথ ইট
I
ওয়াজ
also thank you
রিয়েলি
so much.
ওয়ান্ডারফুল টু হ্যাভ ইউ অ্যান্ড উই উড লাইক টু থ্যাংক দ্য ইস্তানবুল গেদিক ইউনিভার্সিটি
Dear listeners, it was a beautiful conversation with Mr. and Mrs. Aras, where we talked about intercultural marriage, which plays a significant role in strengthening bilateral relations between two countries. I thank all of you for listening to us, and if you want to enjoy the other episodes of Gundam Gune Asia, dear listeners, they are available on Radio Gedik's podcast channels, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. All the episodes are also available on Istanbul Gedik University Bangladesh Study and Research Center's website. I'll come back to you again with another episode of Gundam Gune Asia. Till then, stay happy, stay safe. Signing off, Shakil Reza Ifti.